What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
And appreciate the Lord one more time. We can never thank him enough for his loving kindness towards us, for his great mercies upon our lives. The Bible said, had it not been for his loving kindness and his tender mercies, would have all been consumed. It would have been like a proverb and a byword in the land. But his mercy has kept us and continues to preserve us. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender love. Thank you for your unfailing love towards us. Thank you for Faith Adventure 2019. Thank you for Christ Family Ministries. Thank you for all that are gathered here today. Thank you for the awesome reports and testimonies and things that you have been doing all of these years. And even in this conference, we thank you for the testimonies that are breaking out and lives that have been changed. We honor you, Lord. We praise you and we magnify your name forever. Lord, as I share the next brief moments, I yield myself as a tool and vessel in your hands. I ask that you think through my mind and speak through my lips. Let it be all of you, none of me. I publicly declare before your people that except you manifest yourself in this place, I'll fall flat upon my face. I'm totally relying upon you. We thank you for all that will be wrought in these next few moments. We vow to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor for it. We'll be content to receive the blessing. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' precious name. All that agree with that prayer, shout a big hallelujah. All that agree with that prayer, shout a big glory. Hallelujah. Kindly be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Faith Adventure 2019. Wow. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The city is ours indeed. We're privileged to come in yesterday to join the meeting, and I tell you, the atmosphere already showed what was going on. I know that some very dangerous things are going on. Praise the Lord. Some very great things are going on, and it's an honor to be here. Hallelujah. We want to honor the set man over this house and his precious wife, Reverend Arome Itakula, and our precious Pastor Avese. Hallelujah. That's right. What's worth doing is doing well. Let's honor God's servant. If he had not obeyed the call, we'll not be here. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Please be seated. Reverend Tukula, we love you a lot. Very, very much. Praise the Lord. And your words of welcome are always very endearing to us. I'm always excited to come to Faith Adventure. From the time that we started Pastor coming, we've grown a little bit since then. But I tell you the truth, I'm from the depth of my heart, I'm excited to be part of what God is doing here. I don't count it lightly that I'm always asked to come. It's somewhere I'd come even if I wasn't asked to come, truly, because of the atmosphere that is here. Yeah, I always say this, that at these meetings, Faith Adventure, camp meeting, Great Days in Zaria, Faith to Faith Convention, I say the atmosphere and the anointing there is very, very precious. Praise the Lord. And it's not a matter of, at least we've been around for a little while in the ministry scene. And we know that the quality of the anointing in these meetings is something that I'm not willing to negotiate. It's life-changing. Praise the Lord. I feel that this is my kith. This is my kin. These are my kindred. These are my brethren. So I'm at home. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you so much. Pastor Jennifer, we love you so much. And love your family. Love everything you stand for. Praise the Lord. Greetings from Pastor Elizabeth and our girls. Praise the Lord. I'm shining and upgrading my firearms. There were four girls. I have double barrels, and I think I'm bringing in the local one, bow and arrow too. I went for a funeral in my village, so I saw one local guy with the bow and arrow. I said, I'm going to add that to my arsenal. And then maybe somebody advised me I should add dogs as well. So I said, okay, I'll add dogs as well. If you don't understand what I'm saying, just forget it. I have four daughters. That's what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. And they shall all prophesy in Jesus' name. And do God's will. Praise the Lord. I want to honor and appreciate Reverend Arome Ada this morning. From the depth of my heart. From the depth of my heart. Come on, let's appreciate God's servant. I mean it from the depth of my heart. Praise the Lord. Kindly be seated. Rev holds a very special, special place in my family, apart from being my wife's pastor. Praise the Lord. But I consider him to be a dear, dear friend and a dear, dear brother. Praise God forevermore. His words mean a lot to me. Praise the Lord. As they do to all of us. Amen. So I consider, I rank him very, very highly in my life. Praise the name of the Lord. Do appreciate you, Reb, so much, and your precious family, all you stand for, and all you do. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. There's only one Reverend Arimada. Praise God forevermore. Only one. Hallelujah. We love and appreciate you, sir. Very, very deeply. Very deeply. Praise the Lord. We honor God's hand upon your life, and we don't take it for granted. Praise the Lord. And I want to appreciate all the leaders and ministers here in the house. Praise the Lord from all over the world. Amen. Christ Family Ministries, the awesome job you do. You guys always inspire us. Hallelujah. Your passion, your zeal, your warmth, your hospitality, and so many other things. We love and appreciate and honor you so much. Praise the Lord. Pastor Ben, Pastor Atom, all the other ministers in the house. We do appreciate you. We do love you sincerely from our heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Well, the city is ours indeed. Glory to God. You know, I just feel like saying this as we begin. It's getting easier and easier. You know, it's a paradox, but with God, the more you go with Him and the more He commits into your hand, the more of His grace you see. So with God, more gets easier. The greater that which is entrusted into your hand, the easier it becomes. And we have to think that way, praise the Lord. Because we are in the world, we're not of the world. With the world, more responsibility means more stress. But with God, more responsibility means more grace. So it's always getting easier. And the Bible says He giveth more grace. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we're taking territories, it's going to be getting easier. Praise the name of the Lord. And I do believe the word of the Lord that is cruise control in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just, of course, want to share what the Lord put in my heart as my contribution for this meeting, at least for the two sessions I have. But this morning, I want to talk about the power of your God-ordained or your God-given place. Hallelujah. The power of your God-ordained or your God-given place. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You see, because of the power of the blessing of the Lord upon our lives, the Bible says in Proverbs 10 verse 22, we know that very well, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it added no sorrow with it. Of course, I want to also appreciate Reverend Tibidabo Peters and Reverend Dr. Joshua Tende in absentia. Praise the Lord. Man, I was so blessed by Reverend Tibidabo's session last night. I tell you, I don't know about you. That was something else. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. Of course, the Amplified said, and there's no toiling with it. Neither does toiling increase it. And I believe that because of the blessing of the Lord upon the believer's life, in the light of what we see, you can go anywhere and prosper. You can go anywhere and do well. You can go to any land and subdue it. Are you here, somebody? But if you also study scripture carefully, you discover that there is a land for you to subdue. Even though the blessing is upon you and you can subdue any land. But in God's infinite wisdom, He has not ordained that you subdue any land. He has ordained that you subdue your land. And if you get involved in land that is not yours, you spread yourself too thin. I pray that the Lord will give us understanding. Because this is really burning in my heart. I believe that our effectiveness in God's plan is tied to God's plan. Our effectiveness in God's plan, in fulfilling God's plan, is tied to God's plan. Every land is before you. It's not the land before you. But not every tribe in Israel, praise the name of the Lord, was given every portion of the land. Israel was given the land of Canaan as a people, but they were given portions as tribes. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let me just start this way. Proverbs, I'll read two scriptures. Proverbs chapter 27. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 15, first of all. And then Proverbs 27 verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, when you start off with God, you become you're a general practitioner, but as you grow, you start becoming a specialist. You start understanding that it's not every terrain that is yours. And I'm going to try and be generous with scripture this morning, because I believe it's very important. God has a place for you. I'm not saying that, no, of course, in Christ, we don't operate with apprehension or fear. And you don't get, I'm not talking about entering condemnation or anxiety, but it's important for us to understand that when we talk about the city being ours, I like the title, the city, praise the name of the Lord. I said, the city is a specific city for you. And the city I'm talking about can be anything. It can be a land, it can be a sector, it can be a place. But listen, God has a place for you. And your place is not a small place. God's plan for everyone is to be great. It's factored in the plan. Genesis 12. But remember, he told him, leave your father, your mother, and your kindred, your kith, your kin, and go to the land that I will show you. Not just the land that you take yourself. Glory to God forevermore. I believe that that's why this work started from here, is to the ends of the earth. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Well, we're gathered in Boko for CFC because there's a prophetic place that Boko has for CFC. There's a routing that God has for CFC here. Of course, we're going to the ends of the earth. Praise the Lord. Now look at Ecclesiastes, please, chapter 10, verse 15. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. Of course, in Christ, none of us are foolish, but there is the labor of the foolish. It wearieth. You see that word weary? Weary means is tasking. See, his burden is light. His yoke is easy. If he's tiring you, if it is hard, there's no grace there. And it's not God's plan. Remember, I said that no matter how weighty it is with God, is there's grace enough. I mean, when I hear about Rev's schedule, I said, don't try it if they didn't send you. I love what Bishop Oedipo said. He said that if you see your friend building a hospital and you go and say you want to build it because he built it, you may be the first patient there. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. That means this is an unfailing law. If you go this way, you're going to be weary. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody this morning. Why? Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. So can you see the cause of this man's problem? His labor is called a foolish one. It wearied him, praise the name of the Lord, because he said he did not know how to go to the city, praise the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? So I'm telling you this morning that there is a way to go to the city. And number two, not every city is your city. Not every land is given to you to conquer. You have the potential to conquer every land. But not every land is given to you to conquer, because if every land was given to you to conquer, you would be omnipotent. And there's only one omnipotent. Are you here, somebody? If every land was given for you to conquer, that means that the rest of the body of Christ will be immaterial and irrelevant. But the rest of the body of Christ is not immaterial or irrelevant. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? So, his labor is foolish. He calls him foolish in this case because God's plan was never for the labor here. Labor here is not toil. Labor here is just work. Applying yourself to something. To be wearisome. But it became wearisome for him. He became frustrated. He became tired. He was burning out. I hate that term. Burning out. We should not be burning out. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We should just keep burning, not burning up or burning out. Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Praise God forevermore. Now, let's also look at Proverbs 27, verse 8, please. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As you grow in the things of God, you find multiplied grace in the things that you're supposed to be involved in. And you start learning how to not involve yourself in certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. You find out as you come along that not every door is your door. Thank you, Lord. Not every opportunity is your opportunity. It may be very wonderful. Everything may be laid in gold, but it may not be your opportunity. But the opportunity God gives you will be more than enough to engage you in your lifetime. Are you here, somebody? As a bird, thank you. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. People's problem is they don't know their place. You see, when a wife doesn't know her place in a marriage and a husband doesn't know his place, there's friction there. Praise the Lord. When people don't know their place in organizations and things like that, there's friction there. You have your place and your place is good enough for you. There is no mean place. And you know that God mean might mean low, meaning low place. And God promotes us from place to place. Are you here, somebody? As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Glory to God forevermore. The nest here is implying a place of security, safety, and provision. Praise God forevermore. It's not saying that you don't take initiative. It's not saying that you don't take advantage of opportunity. But it's saying that the initiative and opportunity that you demonstrate is within the ambits of God's plan. Are you here, somebody? So in as much as God is omnipotent, in as much as the blessing in you can do everything, it has been designed not to do everything for you. It has been designed to do what God has ordained for it to do for you, as far as God's plan for your life. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his. So the city you have, God has a city for you. And by city here, I'm not just necessarily talking about geographical location. God has a place for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And that place is your nest. In that place, you can make mistakes and look good. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Glory to God forevermore. Now, if you study the Bible, at least I believe you agree with me that you see that God had a people in the old covenant, right? Called the children of Israel. Isn't that right? And the children of Israel were like a type or an example or a model of the church. And if you look at it, God continually said from the initial thing he told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, leave your father, your mother, wherever you're coming from, and go to the what? Yeah, thank you for your other house. Unto a land, you see, unto a land that I will show you. Praise the Lord. So I want to say God is big on land. I said God is big on land. In fact, I feel it so strong in my spirit today to say this, that look, we got to stretch our faith for land. For property. God is big on property. Unto a land that I will show you. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, in our city, there is a particular company that takes up in the choice part of the city, a huge part of the city. I mean, a very choice part of the city. They take up a major road almost on both sides. And this company was September 2011, that terrorist attack on the U.S., they were traced to Al-Qaeda and they were traced to sponsoring terrorism, and their major headquarters in Milan were shut down because of that. Praise the Lord. You see, they prospered in the city, but they used the city to sponsor terrorism. Now, you see, there are some things that when they shut down, Satan's power shuts down. Let me give you an example. Where we have church, by the grace of God now, we had just moved to that place a couple of years or so, and we didn't understand what was going on really at that time in that environment. But one particular day we came to church, and I was getting all kind of phone calls that people were being harassed as they came into church and all of that. Because if you know our church at all, from the main junction where our billboard is, going all the way in is quite a stretch. People, in fact, used to use it for driving lessons, but now that's because it's becoming much busier. They don't use it for that anymore, hardly ever. So, as they were coming, but people came to pray there, and they were not Christians. And they filled the whole road. So, in fact, that day, most of our people couldn't come to church. Some that came were afraid and they turned back because they were harassing them. They were beating the cars and all that. And the place was so full. And I surveyed the area and I found out about the whole place. There's no place that was earmarked for that kind of prayer there. But I just discovered that there's just one little place that they found, and they just put some stones like that, you know, not up to maybe 4x6 or something like that. And they turned that whole place into a prayer ground. So that thing really concerned me. I was vexed in my spirit. I kept praying. I said, Lord, this is what kind of harassment? I said, no, this we have authority. What kind of harassment is this? This can't happen. This cannot happen. This is not even right. But nobody will rise up and speak up against it. Then one of those days, I was in the office, and the Lord, as I was, you know, closing that day, the Lord just said, pick up your bottle of anointing oil and just go around the place and pray. So I just went around and I was just praying around the industrial estate there before I went home. And then I drove right down. Then I noticed a place, you know, right down. And then there was a kind of a security guard's gatehouse. And then there were these stones there. And I just knew in my heart, that's the place that these people use as a place to gather. They wanted to eventually turn that entire place into a prayer ground, even though it was illegal. So I just poured my anointed oil there and I just spoke words over that place. I just went. Now, a few months down the line, we heard that it was like a, well, not really a construction company, but it's a company using that place and all of that. But we heard that an Igbo chap bought that place. Praise the Lord. As soon as he bought that place, that operation ended. That's the point I'm trying to make. The Bible said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and all that is in it. Praise the name of the Lord. He has established it right upon the waters, upon the floods. Now, the point I'm trying to make is, I love what Robert said. He said, whenever, it seems that whenever any believer who is committed to God and his plans and purposes buys property, it's like an extension of God upon the earth. It's like God reclaiming a part of the earth. So you're going to buy property. Yes. I said you're going to buy property. Yes. I really feel this in my spirit. Oh, you are going to buy property. Yes. You're going to get lands and estates. Yes. You're going to grow big and grow strong. Yes. You're going to spread, and you know why you're doing it. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto a land that I will show you. God seemed to be very big on land. Praise the Lord. In fact, the place that he had earmarked, like we know, for Israel was already possessed. I mean, already occupied. Let me put it that way. And you saw that all through his time, the time of Moses and, well, handed over to Joshua and all of that, you see that one of Joshua's main assignments was distributing these lands to people. Praise God forevermore. It's important. Are you here, somebody? It's important to God. Glory to God forevermore. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? But as important as land is, I believe that that physical land is not just a representation of physical land. It has to do with your place. Physical land is there. Praise the name of the Lord. But your place is there. Glory to God forevermore. Your call is there. Your assignment is there. Praise the name of the Lord. And I really believe that most of us, I believe, do believe that as well. That as we progress, especially in these last days, you come to discover that God does not really make too much of a distinction between what we call secular and what we call spiritual. Everywhere we go, God wants your feet there. Praise the name of the Lord, to take that place for Him. You see, so success, or whatever you call success, increase, whatever you call that, spread, whatever you call that, becomes a divine mandate now. It's not just a matter of doing for it. We say it becomes a divine mandate because God wants the glory of His name and His presence spread in every place. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God has a divine assignment. God has a divine place. Glory to God forevermore for all of His people. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you go back to Proverbs 27 verse 5, verse 8 there, we're talking about as a man wandereth as a bird wandereth from his nest, so also a man wandereth from his place. Every place is not your place. Thank you, Lord. It's important for you to know that. Every place is not your place. You see, if you wander out of your place, you wander out of your grace. Because I love the post that Rev put up, was it yesterday or today? On I think it was WhatsApp, so I got that. Talking about the Father, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. It's by the grace of God we do everything. Are you here, somebody? And we know that the grace of God has its roots in what Christ has done. But look at this. If you don't understand that every place is not your place, then you're going to attempt things you don't have grace to do. Are you here, somebody? And that is the recipe for weariness. Glory to God forevermore. That's why men run and they stumble. That's why men run and they get frustrated. Praise God forevermore. That's why people want to stretch. And it seems as if... Now, I'm not saying that because you're in your place, you won't have to fight the good fight of faith. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that there's grace to fight the good fight of faith. Even when you're fighting the good fight of faith and you're standing in faith, it's an operation of the grace of God. Because you can't separate that grace from the faith of God, which is we get from what Christ has done for us. So every place is not your place. Glory to God forevermore. There's a city that God has for you. Amen. I said amen. Amen. And it's custom made to fit you. I said it's custom made to fit you. You know, there are custom design cars, right? Where you can sit down and just design the features based on your own taste. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, destiny, God's plan for you is like that. They're custom. See, there is a custom place for you. Praise God forevermore. And God has factored in so many things in your life. The uniqueness of your own experience. The uniqueness of your own journey. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen, there's some people's hearts that will not open up to anyone apart from people like you. Because your story is a harvest sickle to open somebody's heart. And in the traffic of life, you meet people everywhere. I say you meet people everywhere. The harvest sickle is the man. Men are God's methods. Men are God's hand. You are the harvest sickle. The uniqueness of your experience. You know that is how God redeems even your pain. That's how God even redeems your mistakes. Are you here, somebody? Because there are people that are connected in life that will connect to what you have grown through. Are you gone through? Are you here, somebody? And what you have gone through, your testimony, is a unique harvest sickle to open somebody's heart. So guess what? We are never going to reap the harvest of the earth except we have you in your place. Oh, as wonderful, as much as I love Rev, God does not need me to be Reverend. As much as I can't even be, even if he wants. As much as I love Reverend Tukula, God does not need me to be him. As much as I love Pastor Jennifer, God does not need me to be her. Are you here, somebody? I can be inspired by them. Praise the name of the Lord. I can rub off and benefit from their grace. But listen, God needs me to be me. Otherwise, this world will never be won for Christ. I hope you know the harvest field is not the church. The harvest field is the world. This is the equipping center. If you don't enter your grace and enter your place and enter your place and enter your grace and enter your grace and enter your place and enter your place and enter your grace, if you don't do that, we are going to be short-handed and short-staffed for the harvest. I don't need you looking like me. I don't need you burning your hair like me. I don't need you saying amen like me. I don't need you to be talking like me. Amen. I don't need you. I just need you to be you, because they are unique people that only you can reach. God did not intend life to be hard. He did not intend life to be difficult. He intended life to be gracious. And you can't be gracious except you find who you are. Because that grace is tailor-made. David could not wear Saul's armor. He said, I've not proven it. He cast it away. And he leveraged on his walk with God and the anointing that came from that. I hear somebody to enter into and bring down that Goliath. Listen, just like there's a tailor-made praise place for you, there's tailor-made grace for you. There are Goliaths that are designed for you to fall before you, walking in your grace. When you're walking in your grace, the Goliath that you see is simply designed to bow down and do obeisance at your feet. But you can't bring down your Goliath with another man's grace. You can receive impartations. You can be blessed. But you can only be yourself. Glory to God forevermore. Well, I don't know if this is helping anybody, but I'm doing what God wants me to do this morning. Please don't wander from your place. There are cities that are to fall before you. You are the key to nations. You are the key to cities. You are the key to sectors. Are you here, somebody? You are the key to people's hearts. Are you here, somebody? We come for meetings like this, and the anointing upon the anointed, and anointed ministries and the corporate anointing, things rub off on us. But you know, the ultimate aim of God's grace is to amplify who you are. Oh, hallelujah. To bring out the real you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Otherwise, the key that's been designed to open you are the key that's been designed to open the door to your place, and you put in the wrong key. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. So not every place is your place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at Ephesians 4:7. Oh, no. Before we go there, let's go to Colossians 1:12. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, the city is yours. I said the city is yours. I said the city is yours. But we want, like when we have several hundred people like this, that when everybody comes and gives their own testimony, we can see the uniqueness of your particular city. And how it's falling before you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in light. One translation said, which has qualified us, right? That meet is qualified. Qualified us to be partakers. Or one translation said, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Which has qualified us and made us fit to share the portion, which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. Praise the Lord. So it has qualified us. This grace has qualified us. Now that we're in Christ, we're qualified. But I like another translation that says, when he talks about that inheritance, it has qualified us to take our share of the inheritance of the saints in light.
to take our share. Oh, to take our share. To take our share. Sir, my one ministry, not one ministry alone cannot take a city. You know, it has amazed me that with all the denominations, with all the ministries, think about the mightiest ministries on the earth today, and they're spread. When you sprinkle them in nations, the nations still swallow them up. When you sprinkle them in nations, they may gather in one place and be many millions, but when you spread or sprinkle them in nations, the nations still swallow them up. Listen, there are people that will cross continental boundaries to come to your church. There are people that the trendiest churches, most happening churches in town will be everywhere. They will cross them and enter your place. If you stay with your grace, you will get your harvest. It's like that for business. Listen, I don't want to, well, maybe I'm going ahead of myself. In the business world, there is no such thing as oversaturation. They can teach that at Harvard, but with the anointing, there's no oversaturation. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Two of us can be selling bread like this, but with the anointing, everybody will be blessed. If God asks me to do that thing. So let's not think like the world. Sometimes you can go into business models and strategies and everything and be confused. Listen, our primary strategy is the grace of God. Where God leads you, you will prosper. I don't care what he asks you to do. If he asks you to sell grass, sell grass. And break communion over it, communion over it. Are you here, somebody? He has qualified us to take our share. That means we have our share. Oh, can you see now? Fretting goes when you know you have your share. Competition goes when you know you have your share. You are restful enough to do what God has asked you to do. Because you know you have your share. You know you have your place. He has qualified us to take our share. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, guess what? We have a share of the nations. We have a share of the city. But in the city that is yours in the city is the place that God has given to you. Oh, glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to God forevermore. Listen to me. There's some people you don't even want in your church if you're a pastor because you're not equipped for them. You know you're not equipped for them. Are you here, somebody? The harvest, there are people that God has prepared for you. Are you here, somebody? And you yourself, you're the harvest sickle. If you're not doing what God has asked you to do, the way he asked you to do it, then your sickle is blunt. Because you're not going to attract the people that God said he wants you to attract. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet or qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So let's celebrate our diversity. Let's not want to make our brethren be like us. And let's not put pressure on our brethren to be like us. Let's celebrate our diversity. Let's celebrate the grace of God and our diversity in the grace of God. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Glory to God forevermore. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, please. I'll read 4 verses there. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that there are going to be unique placements of God's Spirit in these last days. And when I talk about last days, I'm not talking about future, I'm talking about now. I believe that many of us are going to find ourselves in places that only the grace of God can bring us. Standing before men, women, princes, nobles, kings, that only the grace of God could bring us. And it has nothing to do with necessarily our expertise. I'm not saying there's not a place for that. Are you here, somebody? Oh, but there's a place for you. There's a grace upon you. Glory to the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? 1 Corinthians 7. Let's look at verse 7. I'll read 7, 17, 20, and 23. 7 says, for I would that all men were even as myself. Here Paul was talking about his singleness. But every man has his proper gift of God. One after this manner. Look at this gift. What's gift? Gift is something you don't stress about. Are you here, somebody? One after this manner and another after that. Just keep me there a little while. I would that all men were even as myself. But every man has his proper gift of God. One after this manner, another after that. I'm talking about taking cities now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now look at verse 17. But as God has distributed to every man, how many? How many? Are you one of every? So that means God has distributed to you. Now, no, these are gifts. These are graces. And they come with places. Oh, hallelujah. You see, that's why I believe that just belongs to me. Because some people have said, why don't you go to here? Why don't you go to there? There's nothing wrong with that if God leads me. Are you here, somebody? But I'm not just going to go because I feel I'll be good for that place. But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called everyone. Oh, look at this. Look at this. There is a calling. Are you somebody? There is a gifting. There is a distribution. There is a gracing. has called everyone, so let him walk. Oh, are you here, somebody? Is this the New Testament? Is this the Apostle of Grace speaking? As God has walked this way. So he acknowledged that God has not given every man everything. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, the Holy Ghost in you can do everything. But God's plan is not to allow him to express himself every single way in you. As God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called everyone, so let him walk. He said, so ordain I in all churches. Now let's look at verse, let's look at verse 20 and then 23. Thank you. So let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. This thing is not just a matter of color or ministry. Are you here, somebody? It's a matter of placement in life. Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. It's a matter of placement in life. God has a good, great plan in you for you. And it's a matter of calling. It's a matter of placement. Praise the name of the Lord. Let every man abide in the same calling where he was called. Verse 23. Ye are bought with a price. Be not servants of men. That means if you're not careful, men will put pressure on you to move you out of your place. Oh, hallelujah. I say, if you're not careful, men will put pressure on you to move you out of your place. If you're not careful, men will put pressure on you and try and tell you that if it is not done like this, it is not right. Who said so? If you're not doing it the way I am doing it, it's not right. Who said so? If you're not expressing the way I'm expressing, it's not right. Who said so? Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. I like what somebody said. Said, God has called us to conformity to the image of Christ. He's not called us to uniformity. God does not want straight jacket approach to everything. Are you somebody? The only thing we have as a common basis is what Christ has done for us. And how the word of God is expressed. Nobody can add or remove from this. But the way it's going to be expressed in our individual lives is based on the giftings and callings and graces that have put on our life. Listen, there's grace for sectors. I said there's grace for sectors. Sama, every sector is not your sector. Every place is not your place. So when we're talking about conquering cities, it's a function of the grace of God. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? So what I'm saying is that you can start off by touching everything. Are you here? But you want to move into city conquering. Are you here, somebody? You must find your placement. You must find your location. You must find your grace. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 47, verse 3. I said I'm going to be a bit generous with scripture today. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I hope I'm blessing at least one person today. This is so strong in my heart. This is so strong. Praise the name of the Lord. When you are sepafoku suprande stakaya. When you etelibo stumbramba. When you enter that place, the land will open to you. When you step your feet in that land, it will bow to you. It will do obeisance to you. Oh, in that place where God has placed his grace. When you enter that land, it will bow to you. Oh, no. It's not that there will be no opposition. Oh, but the opposition, you can calmly say and confidently say, is like bread before you because you are in the place of his grace. Glory to God. And no man can hinder you. No man can subdue you. No man can shortchange you. No man can cheat you. You are in the place of your grace. He shall subdue the people under us. Are you the one going to the persecutor? Are you the one that's going to subdue them? He shall subdue the people. That's why I say it's getting easier and easier for you. Oh, things are going to open up for you in this season. Places and pathways are going to open up for you in this season. And you're going to scratch yourself and you're going to ask yourself, I wonder, this thing should, in the natural, it should be getting harder, but it's getting easier. Could it be that you have struggled so much because you're not in your place? Oh, but God will change our story. I said, God will change our story. God will give you a song to sing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He shall is the highest word of authority in the English language of certainty and definiteness. Subdue. You know what subdue is? It's like oppress. Put it down under your feet. The nations under our feet. Are you here, somebody? Physical nations, nations of sectors under your feet. Sa, ma. Dream a bigger dream for the kingdom's sake. Let God give you a bigger dream for the kingdom's sake. It's not about you. Let no man harass you. Stretch to the billions flow. See, don't think about lands. Think about estates. Think about nations. Think about cities. Because listen, this is our Heavenly Father's estate. This company is called God and Sons. Praise the name of the Lord. He sons and she sons. And we have a stake. We are partakers in it. So prosperity is not just prosperity. I don't care what anybody says. They can't stop me from talking about prosperity. This thing has blessed me all of my life. You can't take away my testimony. You can argue my theology, but you can't take my testimony and my experience. So I will not let anybody bully me from prosperity. No matter how much I respect the man, I will not allow anybody to bully me or make me have to go to social media to the world and start explaining why I believe prosperity. Selah. He shall subdue the people under us, the nations under our feet. Now look at this. Look at the key here, verse 4. You see this? He shall subdue the nations under us, but the people, the nation. Now look at the key. Look at the key to subduing it. He shall choose our inheritance for us. Not your choice. His. You see, if you just take verse 3 and celebrate it, it's right, but it's not really right. He's telling you how that subduing is going to come. That means he's going to back up his choice for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. He'll put it in your heart, and the more you pray towards it, the more the peace and joy multiplies. Ghana is yours. This is yours. North America is yours, and the locations are yours, this and this. The more you go towards God's plan, the more peace and joy multiplies. That's the one that you'll subdue. No, any Goliath you see there, you will laugh at it. Because there's power, there's grace working here. There's power to subdue. Subdue means that to make people obey when they don't want to obey. So that's why we say favor is not people liking you. Favor is people compelled to do what is necessary for God's divine plan to be fulfilled in your life. Whether they like it or not, it's a compulsion. He shall choose our inheritance for us. The excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, God has a place for me. Say, that place a wealthy place. Oh, I really believe with my heart that strange things are going to come forth from this meeting. And not just my session, this conference. I really believe it. I really believe that. In fact, how the Lord was putting in my heart is a drastic change. I mean drastic. Listen, in God's plan, one person can become a nation overnight. Isaiah 66, who can the earth such things? Who has heard such a thing? Can a nation be born at once? Can the earth be made to bring forth fruit in one day? He said, but as soon as Zion travailed, praise the name of the Lord, she brought forth her children. She brought forth a man child. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Some of you after this conference are going to be overnight wonders. Yes. Nations will open to you. Places will open to you. Your feet will start crisscrossing these nations. Not just for holiday, profitably. Some of you are squatting, but soon you'll be thinking of purchasing property in nations. You know why? Because CSC needs to go to that nation. So God will plant you there. He will plant you there. Do you know God plants people? Plant. Is there Psalm 44? So you see, the next dimension of your life is going to be business and pleasure. You'll be feeling guilty for doing what you're doing. I'm sure that's the experience of many of the men of God here already. Hey, I see business and pleasure. You're working for the kingdom, but you're doing it so easily and pleasurably. And you'll be telling yourself, man, can this get better? Can things get better than this? God said, I'm going to do good yet. I know. It's bad grammar, but it hits my spirit. Say, God is going to do gooder for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Say, it's getting easier. Say, Semoho. Say, it's getting easier. Say, it's getting easier. Say, it's getting easier. Kai, I see you moving forward in leaps and bounds. I see quantum leaps coming to you. Kai, I see God adding to you men like nations. Yeah, thank you, Lord. See, many of you here in business, you don't have time to build your business networks. God is going to add to you like David's men. He's going to add to you captains of tens, captains of hundreds, captains of thousands. They'll come under your wings and become like wind under your wings. Many of you listening to me, you don't have time to build it from the scratch because God has a big work to do. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, I'm going to cut short this work in righteousness. Many of you, God is going to add to you already prepared men. You see, the Bible said, a faithful man who can find time. It's difficult to find faithful men. You know what? Part of what faithful men is? Faithful men, honorable men, men that will stand in a place like you are the one standing in that place. Men that will not shortchange you. Men that will not cheat you. Are you here, somebody? Men that will not give you something and expect something from you. But even though it is hard to find them, it does not mean they don't exist. He's saying for those kind of people, you need the eagle eye of God to find them. And when you enter your place, part of the benefit of it is that that eagle eye of God will draw and attract men. Are you here, somebody? To be added to you. People that will multiply you overnight. They will collapse their structures into your structure. Because they have been sent to you. End of David, they'll say, "Zion, we are son of Jesse." I really believe with all of my heart, that's one of the things that God has asked me to proclaim, praise God forever, is the multiplication of faithful men to you. In your place. In your place. That's why I was so excited when I heard Reverend TB talking yesterday. Are you here, somebody? I said, well, thank God, at least there's a flow. Are you here, somebody? Sama. All it takes for one man to enter your space and your song changes. Do you know that one of the blessings of Abraham is, he said, I'll multiply you. Multiplication is in at least two ways. One aspect of multiplication is seeing many people. Another aspect of multiplication is seeing one man that is like a thousand. That's another aspect. So I prophesy that not only will you see many men, but you will see men that will be like a thousand. God will send you, is that Yaknan? One man God will send you, sir. One man be like a nation. And just lift you out of where you are. And move you to where you are. Where he wants you. Some of these men will just enter and leave. That's why I need to tell you by the Spirit. Some of these people, don't bother. They will enter, do what they're supposed to do, Pastor. They'll just do what they're supposed to do. And they'll leave. Some of them, they'll enter your life. And they'll stay. Let God decide that. He chooses your inheritance for you. Some men will enter, lift you up. Push you to one height and vaporize and disappear. They won't ask you for it. Just don't bother chasing them. Not everybody that comes must stay. Let them come and do what God has called them to do. It's when you manipulate that you get into trouble. But trust the grace of God. He will add men to you. Many of you, that's the harvest you're going to reap. One of the many harvests you're going to reap. Please sit from Faith Adventure 2019. The multiplication of men. When they come, everything has changed. And they will be fighting you. They won't want recognition. They won't want to be known. A faithful man, Ben, only God can find faithful men. But because you've been a faithful man, faithful men are multiplied to you. Because you've lifted up the hand of God's servant. Now it's time for you to be supported. And your heart desires will come to pass so easily. I said so easily. I said so. Say it's getting easier. Say it's getting easier for me. It's getting easier for me. It's getting easier for me. Say day by day, the blessing is making things easier for me. God has a blessing plan for your life, and the blessing plan is easy. You know, just say it like God said it. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Will you just say it like God said it? Forget about calculating. They're just deceiving you guys, you know, talking about easy and easy and easy. Well, I choose to go with God. The one who is the creator, he spoke to trees. So I'm not too psychedelic. Me, I speak to things. Just do it like that. Start confusing yourself. Say, it's getting easier for me. Glory to God forevermore. Hey, take all some other kind of toast. Thank you, Lord. It's getting easier for you. I say, it's getting easier for you. Some people, God's going to move people into your life that will collapse their structures into yours. They will have more experience than you. They may have more physical, tangible stuff than you. But he opens their hearts to you and say, you know what? I just feel that if I don't connect to you, my destiny is not secure. So I'm collapsing my structure into yours. Whichever way you say we should go, we'll go. And everybody will be blessed. Wind under your sails. Faithful men in abundance. Move you from here to there. Some of you will appear at the top of the mountain. Some of you will appear in places that will stagger you. And you will not come out without substance. You will come out with spoil. Please believe. Let's believe. Let's keep believing the way of the blessing.
Let the scorner scorn. Let the mockers mock. But let's believe in the way of the blessing.
Oh, Lord Abasaka.
I said, let the scorner scorn. Let the mockers mock. But one of these days, and the time is now. Yeah, that time is now. Yeah, that time is now. They will look for you in the place they have kept you, in the place in their mind they think you are. But when they come, they'll discover you're not there. They'll look here and there and everywhere. They'll discover not only have you relocated, but you've moved to another dimension. They can't find you in that space because the blessing has moved you to a place. Planted by the blessing. I said planted by the blessing. I said planted by the blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I like the way Ken Copeland said it. He said, when a man is in his place by the blessing, the man can be doing the work of a janitor, yet going to preach at weekends with his private jet in the nations. We have to start thinking like that. We are in the world. We are not of the world. The blessing of God is upon us. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? Psalm 16, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Home, brother Kasikite. Thank you, Lord. We have eyes that see, we have ears that hear to see the place and places God has for us. The place and places God has for us. Glory to the name of the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance, my cup, my place, my lot. Thou maintainest my lot. A lot is a place. I hear somebody. Like you go to buy a plot of land, and then you go to, I guess, the Ministry of Lands and Survey. They send surveyors, come and look at it, put your beacons, plot it out, and all of that, and then start preparing documents for you, right to occupancy, eventually occupancy, based on the details they have gathered. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. That now becomes your lot and your place. You know you have a lot. And that lot is a lot. That lot is a lot. You know you have a place. That lot is a lot. I said that lot is a lot. And you know, I've come to discover that. I discovered that at any season of your life, you can break into that place. It's yours. I said it's yours. He said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he said, the lines have fallen upon me in pleasant places. We love that one a lot, I know. I have a goodly heritage. You see, these lines are demarcations, our boundaries. Praise the name of the Lord. In grace, we have our boundaries. I said, in grace, we have our demarcations. We have our boundaries. Let me just, I think I have time for 2 quick scriptures. Let's go to Genesis 26. We know this one very well. Genesis 26. Thank you, Lord. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar, verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Just please keep me there. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Are you here, somebody? This is Almighty God. He could have done anything any way he wants. He can make that guy stay, go into Egypt, do anything he wants. Are you here, somebody? But he told him, don't go down into Egypt. There's a don't go down into Egypt for everyone. Oh. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. There's a dwell in the land which I tell thee of for everyone. Your place, your gift, your location. Are you here, somebody? Ah, yeah. Let the scorner scorn. Oh, but you're about to see a marvelous manifestation in your life. Harvest is about to hit you, honey. Sir, my harvest is about to hit you. One of those harvests are men that God's going to send into your life. Faithful men, you'll be wondering, did they do juju for this one? No. When God sends men, it's not just to use them because he knows it's under your canopy. They have been assigned to be blessed. I'm talking about in every sphere of life, not just what you call technical ministry. Don't go down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Oh, receive men like gifts in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive men like gifts in the name of Jesus. Receive faithful men like gifts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Men whom God will put in their hearts to do it. They'll take it upon you, upon themselves, even more than you're taking it upon yourself. Because God has put in their heart, they see you as their leader. In every place you go, receive men like gifts. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Verse 3.
Sojourn in this land, and I'll be with thee and bless thee. For unto thee and to thy seed, I will give all these countries. Are you hear somebody? I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham my father. You know the rest. What Isaac stayed in that land, Isaac sold in that land. Praise the name of the Lord. I reach 100-fold. Glory to God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. If you keep reading it further, you discover that the Philistines envied him, right? And he, in Gera, he still moved to a province in that Gera, but he moved to a province in that place. And they were striving with him over wells. But he kept on digging. So I'm saying that it's not that you won't fight the good fight of faith, but what can you do with a man with a blessing on him? Nothing. He's going to rise to the top anyway. So just because you're in your place does not mean you'll not fight the good fight of faith or fight giants. But guess what? It's the grace of God at work in you now. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? I say, are you here, somebody? Glory to God forevermore. Can we look at thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we look at 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 10? Glory to God. If you're already in your place, that place is going to move to a new level of production. But I see that God is going to add many more places to you. Because God has a work for you to do. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants you to spread and fill this earth. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I see a spike in production for you in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. Verse 12. Now, Paul understood, and this has always blessed me, the correlation between grace and assignments. Now, look at this. We dare not, I mean, this is a very heavy statement. Paul said, dare is like, don't try it. We dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. They're not wise. God has too much. He has infinite variety. Innumerable aspects. We celebrate our diversity. Praise the name of the Lord. We draw from each other. We glean from each other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But this work that God has can't be done. We can't fill the earth with the supper of Christ. Fill every industry, every sector. We can't do it until every man is in his place. Are you here, somebody? My time is already running out. But you see, that's what happened in Joshua chapter 6. When they were going out with those 300 men. The Bible said that Joshua and the 300 men stood around Midian. I like what he said. I think it's Joshua 6, 2 or Joshua 6. No, let me just, since I'm there, I can't remember exactly which verse it is now. Joshua 6, is it 2? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me just about the keister. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, let me not delay. But is there somewhere in Joshua 6, every man in his place, I think it's verse 12 or something. He said they all stood there, every man in his place. Glory to God forevermore. You see, that's how battles are won, when every man stands in his place. That's how divine visions are fulfilled and reach maximum effect, when every man stands in his place. Thank you, Lord. But let's go back to, as I try and round up, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 there. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves, comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Now look at verse 13. Yeah. Yeah. But we will not boast of things without our measure. Wow. But according to the measure of the rule. These are heavy words. Rule is like you draw a line. That means grace has lines. Oh, hallelujah. But according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, distribution, you see, a measure to reach even unto you. Verse 14. Thank you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure. Stretch, but stretch in your measure. See the reason for weariness? We stretch not ourselves beyond our measure as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Verse 15. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. Basically, what I want to bring up from this portion of scripture was that Paul acknowledged that the grace of God upon his life had a measure. Thank you, Lord. There was an extension to certain people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Paul was functioning within the extension that the grace of God measured to him. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Look at Acts 16. Acts 16. Thank you, Lord. Acts 16. Let's look at verse 6. Now, this one of Paul's missionary journeys. When they had gone throughout Phrygia, I don't know if that's the right pronunciation. Maybe a Greek scholar can help me. And the region of Galatia, we were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. What? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that is in it. I will go everywhere, I will go anywhere. But they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Thank you, Lord. Did Asia not need to be saved? Did Asia not need to be saved? But God said, this place, now, no. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. I think Paul had experience. The Holy Ghost forbade me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Asia needs to be saved. Maybe it's not me now. Maybe it's me, but it's not now. Verse 7. After they were gone, come to Mysia, they assayed not. Well, I know this is where to glass tackles, I know. Because even now, if you ask me what I say, I don't know. They assayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. I pass here, no way. I pass here, no way. Is that possible? The grace of God. Isn't that the Lord's? I said, I'm going to Bithynia. I said, no. So I'm going to, he said, I'm going to the other place. He said, no. The first place, the Spirit forbade them. The second place, the Spirit suffered them not. I don't know how he did it, but I'm sure that some way or the other, they must have had a severe restraint not to go that way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's not that difficult. Verse 8. Listen to me. Not every wall is a wall. Some walls are redirection. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You can press through a wall. The Holy Ghost does not want you to press through. I hear somebody. So how do you know? Very simple. The multiplication of joy and peace in your spirit. At the very basic. The more you pray towards it, the more peace multiplies. Then break that wall down. But the more you pray towards it, the more joy multiplies. Break that wall down. But the more you pray about it, the more your spirit is constricted and restrained. Ask, it may be a redirection. Can I go a step further? Not every rejection is a rejection. Some rejections are redirections. How do you know the difference, Pastor? Pray, listen to your spirit. Follow the path of peace. Follow the path of joy. Are you here, somebody? If there's a rejection, but there's still peace in your spirit, bind that rejection and push it down. But if there's a rejection and you look back in your spirit and you're constrained, open your heart again. There's a redirection. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. Praise the Lord. And in Troas, a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed and said, come over unto Macedonia and help us. Oh, so that was the reason. Why not Bithynia? Why not the other one? Why not Asia? It was Macedonia. Are you here, somebody? Now look at verse 10. After he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. Assuredly now. Gathering that the Lord had called for us to preach the gospel unto them. But I don't have the time, but if you remember, or if you study and go back down this place, you'll discover that even as on their way to Macedonia, they went through other cities. Are you here, somebody? And they were persecuted for the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. On their way to fulfilling divine plan. But you know, they had the strength to go because they were assured, praise the name of the Lord, that this was God's plan. Glory to God forevermore. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Help me say, there is a place. There is a plan. There is a path for me. Say, there's a place. There's a plan. And there's a path for me. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? For the Lord. Are you here, somebody? My sincere prayer, and I believe with the whole of my heart, glory to the name of the Lord, that after this and during and after this conference, springs are going to open up for you. Oh, God's going to show you new things. God's going to amplify the places that you are. Praise God forevermore. And God is going to add more places to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And upon those places, you'll stumble along already prepared things. Already prepared people. Because listen, in God's path, every opposition will just amplify you. Every opposition will just move you forward. Oh, you can't beat a man in his grace and his place. You know, several years ago, there's a little store that we buy things, you know, like a corner shop. For years now, we've known the people for years and everything. The man's corner shop has grown to become like a store, all of that. So one of those days I parked the car and I was going inside and there was the guys who sell fish, you know, almost next door. Well, outside on the curb. So they had this container, this big bowl. Of course, they kept the fish there swimming. So you look at it, I know for sure it's fresh. So there was this big one that was swimming. Obviously, there was not too much space in it because there were many fish inside. And just as I came out, in fact, it startled me, you know, because just as I was passing that big container, the fish just came out. It was, you know, it was swimming so viciously. I mean, so with so much strength. I think it was trying to find a way out or something. So it just came out of the bowl and hit the tar. As soon as it hit the tar, I just saw the thing just gasping. I said, the most pitiable thing in life is a man out of his place. He was insisting. He's a fish. He's not a rabbit or squirrel. He's a fish. He's not an eagle. Or bird, rather. Let me use eagle because we're all eagles. I mean, figuratively in Christ. The most pitiable thing in life is a man out of his place. The man who owned the fish, who caught the fish, quickly came and he noticed, observed, he took it and put it back in the water. As soon as he put it back, that constrained place, as soon as he hit the water, tew, 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 tew. I said, my lightning fast mind just caught up. I said, Dunka, stay in your place. So when he stayed in his place, his genius came alive. The grace of God is there. In fact, it's like that. Every mistake is turned to a miracle. That the grace of God covers up for so many things. Are you here, somebody? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord this morning. Kai, move into your place, man of God. Move into your place, woman of God. May your eyes be open to see, your ears be open to hear, your heart be open to comprehend and understand. Oh, that place where you are, that God-ordained place where you are, it brings fresh springs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It brings fresh springs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and the place you're supposed to be that you're not. Oh, your feet are directed there by the anointing and favor of God. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and in this place you reap harvest upon harvest upon harvest. I say harvest upon harvest upon harvest. I say harvest upon harvest upon harvest. In that place, the dreams of your heart that have been locked up for years will suddenly find fulfillment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In that place, people, places and things will rise up to attend to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enter your place, man of God. Enter your place, woman of God. And prosper in that place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And moreover, tonight, this morning, receive the gift of men. Oh, I sense a more host by. Receive the gift of men. Receive the gift of men in the name of the Lord Jesus. Tailor made, handpicked men in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's not because of your swag. It's not because of your face or your fancy. It's not because of your ability to combine clothes. But these ones, their hearts are open to you. They'll enter your space and everything will change. They'll run with your heart more than you run with your heart. And the Lord will have you know that He has given them to you as gifts. I said they are gifts. Say, I receive. You know, that's all you can do with the gift. All you can receive. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. I also sense in my heart that people are breaking into lands this morning. Yes. Receive title deeds. Yes. Receive properties. Some of them, you ask yourself, Lord, what am I going to do with it? You say, well, just keep it fine. I'm entrusting with it. Just when the time is right, I'll let you know. Receive lands. Receive properties. Receive title deeds. Within and without the country. Receive divine locations. Receive divine allocations. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let these things fall upon you. Let these things fall upon you. Let these things fall upon you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't struggle. I hear my heart. Don't fret about it. Don't struggle about it. God is going to make this thing so easy and gracious. Some of you, you just think, let me just go this way. And you just think, let me just go this way. You just think, let me go and buy something in this store, and you happen upon opportunity. No, don't, please don't struggle. Don't fret. Don't be, no, you don't, that's not, don't be anxious about it. Just rejoice in the Lord. Just receive the grace that came with the ministration. And say, that's me. And say, that's upon me. And say, all things are working for my good right now. And say, my feet are being ordered right now. You see, you will find it at unexpected times. At seemingly ordinary times, you will happen into extraordinary opportunity. I see some of you carrying great manifested blessings with minimum load. Minimum stress, rather. I see people carrying things. This man, are you sleepy at all? You say, I've never had it easier in my life. It's bigger and it's easier. It's bigger, it's better, and it's easier. And your testimony will be, oh, the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Lord, you're so good to me. And you hear the Lord saying, I'm going to get gooder still. Oh, for it gets easier. Please receive this. It gets easier. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.